Hey friend, so glad you're back listening today. We've got an exciting episode for you today. John Bevere is a internationally known, really minister of the Word of God. He and his wife Lisa live in Colorado Springs, and their organization, Messenger International, has equipped pastors and church members and seekers of the Lord all over the world. John's books have been translated into many languages. One of his books, The Bait of Satan, has been continuously in print for 26 years. It's sold over 1 million copies. He's a multiple New York Times best-selling author. Their weekly television program is seen in 214 nations. And the work that John and Lisa do has reached all but 14 countries in the world. Think about that for a second. I forgot to ask him what those 14 countries are, and I wish I had. But these guys are worldwide impact players for the kingdom. You heard their son, Addison, on a recent episode, and John graciously agreed to spend half an hour with us today on the show. We have a great conversation. I look forward to you getting to know John Bevere starting today. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Wyoming in the United States with my incredible wife, Lisa Warren. It is snowing today on March 25th, 2020. Hey, I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and we're here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery to get that done. You can get the show notes and more on my website at wleewarrenmd.com. If you like the show, go check out my newsletter, wleewarrenmd.com/newsletter, my weekly prescription for how you can change your life by changing your mind. Hey, the podcast is in all 50 states and 60 countries around the world every week, and new people learn about it when you share it with them. So take a moment and share the show with other people, and I thank you in advance for that. Check out my newsletter, wleewarrenmd.com/newsletter. This is the Dr. Lee Warren podcast, where we're changing our minds so we can change our life. We've got John Bevere from Messenger International with us today. So let's get after it. Well, folks, we're back, and I just, of course, introduced you to our guest for today, John Bevere, and his wife, Lisa, and he have been, my wife, Lisa, and I have been great fans of their work for years, and you met their son, Addison, on the show recently, and so, John, we're really grateful to have you with us today.
Dr. Lee, and I know you, or Dr. Warren, I know you've asked me to call you Lee, and yeah. I will from this point forward.
Thank you.
But I want to show a lot of respect for the work that you did to help people. And so that's why I have to at least open up and say, thank you, Dr. Warren. So thank it's you. Lee from this point forward.
Thank you. I hope you never need me as a doctor because I'm a brain surgeon. So,
oh, I never want you as a doctor.
Let's hope not. All right. So John, just to, by way of introduction, tell us a little bit about you and your life and your work.
So tennis was my background. I played Junior Davis Cup. I played USTA circuit. I played varsity tennis at Purdue University. And I was a pretty wild person. And in my fraternity, one of the best athletes in the state of Indiana, I had a lot of respect for this guy because athletics was my life. And he came up to my room one night and he began to share with me the gospel. Now, wow. I was so obviously wild that other people had tried, but I never listened to them because I saw Christians as wimpy and weak. And being an athlete, I wasn't going to pay attention to you unless I had respect for you, and I did for him. And the statement that he made to me that night, I'll never forget. It was in my fraternity in college. He said, John, he said, can you tell me about the president of the United States? I said, sure. It's Jimmy Carter, his wife's Rosalind, peanut farmer, former governor of Georgia. He right. said, good. Can you tell me about Jesus? Now, I'm raised in a traditional church, so Catholic church. And I went, oh, okay. He's got 12 apostles, born of Mary. She was a virgin, all this kind of stuff. And then he said to me something. He said, do you know President Carter like you know your mother? And I said, no.
No.
And he said, what's the difference? And I said, well, come on, she's my mom. He said, no, explain me the difference. And I said, okay, I have a relationship with my mom. I know I've never met President Carter. He said, so you know about the president, but you don't know him personally like you know your mom. I said, yeah. He said, do you know Jesus like you know your mother? And I just sat there and went, what?
Wow.
And, you know, he had watched me leave our keggers, our parties, drunk, go to midnight mass and come back to the kegger drunk so I wouldn't have to get up with a hangover the next morning.
Wow.
He knew that my college tennis coach, no matter where we were in the country, was taking me to Catholic mass on either Saturday night or Sunday morning on our road trips. he saw that I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus.
Right.
And so Dr. Lee, what he did is God used him to open my eyes. And I remember when in that fraternity, my sophomore year at Purdue University, when I accepted Jesus into my heart, his presence filled something that Tennis, the most beautiful girls going to church. And I mean this, going to church, none of it filled.
Right.
And that's when my life began. And I am where I'm at today. I have a mechanical engineering degree from Purdue University. I worked for IBM and Rockwell for a couple of years, both of them. But God so changed my life and then showed me what he called me to do, because he created me not to be an engineer. I went into engineering because I was good at math and science, but he created me to be a proclaimer of the gospel. And so now, all these years later, interestingly enough, my very worst subject in high school was English and creative writing.
Wow.
But now, all these years later, I've written 22 books. They're in over 100, they're in 111 languages.
Wow.
And they're in the tens of millions all over the world.
Wow.
And so to me, I know that the reason I've been able to do this is his ability on my life. And I was able to do now what I couldn't do in high school. It would take me an hour to just write a half a page on a paper, because I'd keep tearing it up. I couldn't write. And now what God has done in my life is nothing short of miraculous. And that's why I almost believe he took something I was horrible at and made it a very focus of my life, because now they're all over the world, these books. I'm actually, John Maxwell and I are the only Western Christian authors that the government of China has ever published.
Wow.
It's miraculous. So wow. Yeah, that's a little bit about my background.
That's amazing. You know, that's what you just said about how God takes something that you're weak in and magnifies it for his purpose. That reminds me of we used to go to, when we lived in Alabama, Chris Hodges was our pastor at Church of the Highlands. Yeah. And he tells the story of how he was the worst public speaker. He got an F in speech in college. And now he's the pastor of one of the largest churches in America, because
and
God,
a phenomenal speaker.
Right. He is. And God just took that thing he was weak at and turned it into, just like you said, that's amazing how the Lord works, huh? Tell us about your family and the Messenger International work.
Well, let's start with the family, because that's most important.
That's right.
Lisa, I had the privilege of leading her to the Lord on our first date. She was a sorority girl and wow. said, and it was quoted by another guy on campus that she was the wildest girl on campus, and she was pretty wild. I was mellow compared to her. And on our first date, 3 weeks before I graduated, I led her to the Lord. I hadn't been out with a girl in a year and a half. We fell deeply in love, married, and we have had four sons. Our oldest son now, Addison, you just had on the program.
Yep.
He's 33, and our youngest son is 25. Addison's been married for 11 years with four children, as you remember. Mm-hmm. And then two of our other sons, our second son and our fourth son, just got married 18 months ago. And so we have one left, and that's Alec, who right now he's talking to some girls, and I'm hoping we're going to move along, because we need more grandbabies.
More grandkids. They're great. Yeah,
that's right.
We have three of them, so.
They're a blast.
They really are. Tell us about your work with Messenger International.
Messenger International, we founded in 1990. Lisa and I left Rockwell International as an engineer in 83 and began to work for a local church, two local churches over the next 7 years. And my pastor saw something on my life, and he said, we really believe that you're supposed to be out traveling and speaking the word of God. So he laid hands on us in 1989, the very end of it, and launched us. And that was the birth of Messenger International. Messenger International, we have a passion to resource pastors and leaders globally, not just leaders in the church, but leaders in nations that need help. For example, well, let me just say this. In the last 10 years, we've been able to give away over 30 million resources
to
pastors and leaders in all but 14 countries in the world. But to give you an example, the president of Zambia asked if we could give 5,000 books. I wrote a book called The Bait of Satan, and the bait of Satan is not forgiving someone. He wanted it given to every leader in the country. So we, in essence, printed the books and gave them to the president, to the whole parliament, to every single major business leader in the country at the president's request. So we just, you know, my inspiration, Lee, is this. I look at Andrew Carnegie. He's like one of my heroes. He gave away $75 billion in today's currency. So it wasn't that much back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. But $75 billion, and a good chunk of that $75 billion went into building over 3,000 libraries in 47 states of the United States.
Wow.
Now, and that was done between 1883 and 1918. When did America become the nation that we became? When did we become a world power? Between 1885 and 1925. Yep. Why is that? Because he gave knowledge to the public.
Wow.
And if you look at Isaiah 5:13, it says, my people go into captivity because of a lack of knowledge.
Yep.
And so when the Spirit of God spoke to me May 31st, 2010, and said, I want you to give your resources in the hands of pastors and leaders all over the world, I had no idea that we would have the privilege to do this. And right now, we're actually developing one of the most remarkable apps that will work on iPhones, Androids, and tablets and computers for these pastors that have received the 30 million resources. All of them have a website in that book. They now will be able to, on their iPhones, they're, like I said, be able to disciple their leaders or their people. The whole church can go through it. And it roughly costs us, to give them $500 of resource costs us about $4 in a physical book with a DVD in the back.
Wow.
But now they can share it with their whole congregation. So we've given millions in Farsi in Iran. We've done Vietnam. We've done, I mean, every nation you can think of except for 14 has downloaded these resources or gotten these resources.
Wow.
So once this app is finished, now a leader can come in and say, we have problems in this area, this area, this area. And what it does is all of our material is tagged, which we have over 2,000 resources that have been translated in 111 languages.
Wow.
All tagged. It will bring up a special, what's the word I'm looking for? Curated. Is that
curated.
Right?
Curated.
Curated menu for them to strengthen whoever they're leading. So we're pretty excited. It's due to launch October 1st, so we're so excited about it.
Man, that's one of those mustard seed type deals. It starts with an idea and becomes this worldwide. What if we took the word of God and made it a pandemic, made it the thing that was taking over the world? That's what you're doing. I love it.
That's what, well, you know, I just read on social media this morning, Proverbs 4, God said, pay attention to my words, listen to them carefully, because they're health and healing to your whole body.
That's right.
And I think if we would pay more attention to the word of God than we are the fear that's being propagated by the media, and I'm not against the media, I'm just saying they don't know what else to do but to tell us what's happening. But if we would spend more attention in the word of God, that's really the best antivirus against this pandemic is the word of God.
Absolutely.
And he said, because it will bring health and healing to your whole body.
That's right. That's amazing. So, you know, before I forget to mention it, is there a link or something that we can connect people if they want to donate to Messenger International?
Sure. messengerinternational.org.
Okay. So we'll put that on the show notes.
Messenger and then international and .org, not .com.
.org, because it's a nonprofit. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Well, we'll make sure we put that up on the notes. Folks, if you're looking for a worthy cause to send some of your kingdom gifts to, that I can't imagine a better place to connect. And having met your son, Addison, I can tell you, you guys did a great job raising your children, too. He's an incredible young man, very respectful. He refused to call me Lee. He's a really good kid. And I'm proud for y'all of the way that you raised your sons. So thank you for that.
I think the only reason I can do it is because we're about the same age.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 60. I don't know how old you are.
51. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. But anyway.
It's all right. We both got a little gray hair going.
I think myself is a lot younger than what I am. I mean, I tell my family, I feel like I'm 35 to 40. I know I don't look it. I always tell people, I say, I know I don't look a day over 80. So please, you know, do it. But anyway. I feel so young, and I've got news for you. 10 years from now, take care of your body, which I know you're doing.
Yep.
Continue in the word of God. You're going to feel like I do.
That's amazing.
I just think old is a lot of it's right here.
Oh, you're absolutely right. There's no doubt about that. Well, you know, you mentioned a while ago, we're talking about the pandemic, and of course, everybody in the world right now is concerned about the COVID-19 crisis. It certainly greatly affected my workflow as a doctor. But you've kind of taken a take on it that I think is interesting, and you've been kind of attacking social media with positive messages. So as a pastor and as a minister, why don't you just take a minute and let our listeners today hear some of the things that you've been talking about on social media?
Well, first of all, just from a medical journal, I read a medical journal just recently, and this is the 15 things you can do to build your immune system. One of those 15 was being positive.
That's right.
And not fearing disease or sickness.
That's right.
Well, that's scriptural. And what I have done is I have felt that people right now need their faith built. Yep. And so every day to every other day, I've been getting on. I have roughly 440,000 on Instagram and over 1 million on Facebook. And I remember the very first one I did, I said, I just want to read you Psalm 91, and I want to read it to your listeners. This is out of the New Living Translation, verse 2. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in him. Now, here's what I trust him for. Listen to this. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from the deadly disease. And then he goes on to say, don't dread the disease that stalks in darkness. I mean, people don't know if this disease has been caught until 14 days later, at least many times. It stalks in darkness. God says he will rescue you. And when I got on and I read that the very first time, we had, this was crazy, 800,000 views on Facebook.
Wow.
We had 124,000 views on Instagram and over 3,500 comments. And I realized right then, most of these comments, people were saying, finally, somebody is speaking life and something positive to us instead of all this negative that we've been hearing. Right. What are we going to do? How are we going to meet? How's our business going to survive? You know, one thing I have learned in walking with God 40 years, walking with Jesus, is that he is our provider.
That's right.
Our checkbooks aren't the provider. Our businesses aren't the provider. You know, I looked at our team, and you would think with a ministry that literally exists off of donations. We don't have a congregation that gives regularly to us every Sunday. You would think in 2008, we would have been in huge trouble.
Yeah.
You know, in 2008, we actually continue to grow 2008, 9, 10, because why? We really believe what we speak. And you know, I have an engineering degree. I wanted to go into corporate America. I wanted to be in corporate sales. And then I wanted to move into vice president, CEO realm of a major corporation. But God had different plans for me.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't like, Lee, I had to have something to do. I'd had to have a job. I was already heading. I mean, my counselors at Purdue University, they were like, you're on the dean's list. You're on the varsity tennis team. You're a leader. You're going to do really well. I didn't go into ministry because I needed a job. I went into ministry because this is my life calling, and I knew God had called me to help his people. You know, God is so deeply in love with people.
That's right.
And this is the thing that I hate. I hate that he gets a bad rap, that he's a mean, angry God, and you can't really know him. He doesn't want to know you. He just wants to control you and keep you from all the fun. There are so many lies. Can I tell you a story?
Please.
Are you okay with this? I was getting ready to speak in a conference in Hawaii a few years ago, and there were two conferences going on, major conferences going on in the hotel, because it's a big hotel. And I remember I got in, my room wasn't ready, so what did I do? I've been on the plane for 8 hours. I walked over to the pool, sat under an umbrella to get some fresh air. And there's this lady, very sharp dressed lady. You can tell she's well off. And she's sitting next to me, and she asks me, why am I here? And I said, well, I'm here to speak at this conference, this leadership conference. I'm a Christian author. And she finds out, and she begins to tell me all about God. Mm. Now, within 2 minutes, Lee, I realized this woman does not know God. Okay. So I'm saying, what do I do? So she keeps going. And after she quiets down, telling me who God is, I then said, hey, do you see that guy over across the pool, right over there? And I pointed to him. Right. And she said, yeah. I said, let me tell you, he's a vegan. Okay. He doesn't eat even honey because he eats nothing that has eyes, that eyes have made it. I said, wow. He is training for the U.S. swimming team. That's his goal, is to be on the U.S. swimming team. He practices 3 hours every day. I said, he's married to that woman over there by the hot tub. And I just keep going on about this guy. And she goes, wow, how do you know him? Is he at the conference with you? And I said, oh, I've never met him. And she looked at me and she said, what? I said, oh, I've never met him. And now it was almost like, she was like, well, how do you know so much about him?
Right.
I said, oh, this is what I believe about him. So I'm just telling you. And I said, and I turned to her and I said, do you realize you just told me all about God, yet you've never taken the time to read the book that he introduces himself into? And wow. I said, you've made all this stuff up about God of which you believe, just like I made all that stuff up about that guy over there, what he believed. I said, I have studied what he revealed to us in the Bible for years and years. And ma'am, you don't know Jesus, but he's deeply in love with you. And wow, did that conversation change?
Yeah.
And I think that's my passion, Lee, is I want people to know Jesus. It was his goodness, his love, his giving his life for me when I was wretched. That's what drew me to him.
Wow.
And that's what will draw many people to them. Unfortunately, he's been so lied about. So many people have told stories about him that aren't true. And unfortunately, all those things. I mean, that woman, if she would have thought, okay, this guy's a vegan, I want nothing to do with him because I like meat. That woman thought, I don't want anything to do with him. So when we tell lies about God, when we really haven't taken the time to really get to know him in his word, of course we're going to turn people off to him.
That's right.
So I'm sorry, I'm preaching.
No, that's what we're here for, man. I love it. So we're going to have some people all over the world, and maybe not in as many countries as messengers in, but people are going to hear that might not have come to that message before. So thank you for just being faithful to your witness, John. One of your books that you mentioned earlier briefly, The Bait of Satan, has had kind of a life of its own. You wrote that, what, 25 years ago or
26, actually.
26 years ago. So that was the first John Bevere book I ever read. It was about being offended and how that's a trap that will keep you from being able to live your life in freedom, right? Tell us a little bit about that book, and I got some questions for you to follow that.
So usually the person that can hurt you the deepest is the person that's closest to you. And the bait of Satan is actually the bait to pick up the offense when somebody close to you hurts you, does something to you. So it could be an ex, it could be a father, it could be a mother, it could be a pastor, it could be a boss. And what happens is they do something either intentionally or unintentionally, and it hurts us.
Right.
If we pick up the offense, we get trapped. We think, I'm going to get even, I'm going to pay him back. But in reality, Jesus makes it so clear we imprison ourselves and we're tormented. And so now our thoughts are just start eating away at us. And it's not a bunch of theory, because many, many years ago, almost 30 years ago, a father figure did some very, very hurtful things over a course of a year. And it was very obvious that to everyone around us, what he did, and people came to me like crazy saying, you hurt, are you hurt? I was like, I was too proud to say I was hurt. So I just said, hey, I'm fine. Everything's cool. But what I didn't realize was I was opening up my life to torment, to becoming cold-hearted, becoming indifferent, cynical, jaded. Ministry became an occupation, not a passion. Mm. And after months and months and months of this, it really became evident to me. I've fallen away from my first love because I couldn't forgive that man. And so over the next 2 to 3 months, it was a process for me because nobody had written a book that I could really read about it. And it took the Holy Spirit taking me one step after another step to fully, fully release the man. And what's really interesting is now today, we are very, very close. Wow. And, but I realized the only one I was hurting was myself. The only one that was being tormented wasn't him, it was me. And this is what people do. And, you know, after I wrote that book, it's interesting. Doctors, medical doctors, and most of them were, what do you call the everyday doctor?
Primary care, family practice. Yeah.
Family Practice, were actually prescribing that book for patients that had rheumatoid arthritis or certain strains of cancer. Wow. And one of those doctors I went to, I said, why do you do this? And he said, because we can medically show how that kind of anger, offense, literally can open a person up, their immune system up to this, to these diseases.
Exactly right.
Yep. Wow. So we just want to get them to forgive.
That's right. That's right in line with pretty much my whole platform. My little tagline is you can't change your life until you change your mind. And that's sort of like self brain surgery, because what we know is from neuroscience, which is very biblical, we know that the things that you think about change your brain chemistry. And that's what you're talking about. When you hold on to some hurtful emotion, it hurts your brain chemistry, which then hurts your life way more than it hurts the person that you're mad at or offended by. But that book that you wrote changed my life in a lot of meaningful ways, and I've given it away to people. But it also, I think, speaks to a moment that we're in right now that might be a little bit unique. So a lot of us are stuck at home right now. And the last day we went to work was the last day we saw that person that we might be in a problem with. And so what if we use this time to work through some of those things? What if people maybe download your book and read about it and go back to work with a renewed mind? How would that affect our world right now?
It would change our world. I'm convinced that our world is in the state that it's in right now because of offenses. And yep. This is something that Jesus said would happen. He said, in the days right before he returns, offense is going to be massive.
Yep.
It's going to lead to betrayals. And a betrayal is when I seek my interest or my protection at the expense of someone I have a relationship with.
Yep.
He said that those betrayals will lead to even hatred. And a lot of people don't really understand what hatred is. They think it's being really angry at somebody. Hatred can have no emotion. The word hatred literally means in the Greek, loveless, which means it's a vacuum of love.
Wow.
And so it's very, very self-damaging.
Yep.
When we pick up an offense, because we'll start doing behavior that we wouldn't normally do, we start reacting instead of acting.
That's right.
That can ultimately lead us down a path of a very hardened heart.
That's right. That's exactly right. So folks, you know, you've been given a gift here. If you look at it one way, we have this time that we weren't expecting. We have some time on our hands that we can either stew in the things we're scared of. We can sit and let the enemy speak fear into our hearts. We can let it make us panic and buy up all the toilet paper at Walmart. Or we can read some good books and get closer to the Lord and break down some barriers and change some habits. And wouldn't that be good medicine for our society?
And you know, right now what we're doing is we have years and years and years of prayer, going through hardships, learning things the hard way. So we've compiled over 25 courses all through the years, and we've put them all online, and it's called All Access. And we determine, and since all these people are home right now, let's give it away.
Oh, wow.
Let's just get, so what we've done is over the next 30 days, people can get all these courses. So there's also, I think, over 40 programs for children on our All Access.
Wow.
That are the most amazing children programs that teaches them life lessons, right? So if your listeners want to go to messengercourses.com, they can sign up and get 30 days free. And then when the 30 days up, you don't like it, unsubscribe and you don't pay a thing. But wow, we've been able to give you 30 days to pay attention to the Word of God.
That's remarkable. That's exactly what I was hoping for today, is just to find some ways to give people other things to do with their time. We all spend too much time on social media and ruminating on things. And if we could put some better thoughts in our head, better thoughts in our heart, that's a great resource, John. Thank you for making that available.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure.
That's great. You know, I told you, I asked you for about 30 minutes. It's very gracious of you to spend some time with us today. What would you leave people with today who are scared, who are dealing with this? What would you leave us with today, John?
What I would totally leave you with is trust God.
Amen.
And that's a lot bigger statement than what it sounds like. You know, Jesus made this statement. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, trust in God, and trust in me. There's something about when we trust Jesus, we enter into a peace that the world can't find in a time like this. I told my wife, I said, interestingly enough, I've been smiling more the last 7 days, full of more joy than I probably have since I can remember. And it's because I realize there's so much he's delivered us from. There's so much he's protected us from. There's so much that he's given us that we didn't deserve. And I think the awareness, what this whole thing has done for me, is create even a greater awareness of what he's done for me when I didn't deserve anything.
Amen.
What he's done for me, he will do for any of your listeners. So I would say to you, seek to get closer to him. And when I sit down and read, if you've not read the Bible very much, start in the New Testament. Don't start in the Old Testament. Oh, please don't do that. Start in the New Testament. And before you read, ask the Spirit of God, because he's the person of the Godhead that's on this earth. Ask the Spirit of God to reveal Jesus to you and reveal him to you in a way like you've never known him before.
Yep.
I've been reading the Bible for 40 years, guys, and I still do that. I still, when I sit down, I sat down today, I read out of the book of Numbers, I read out of the book of Proverbs, I read out of the book of Ezekiel or Zechariah, and I read out of the Gospel of Mark. I prayed. I said, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus like I've never known him before.
Wow.
And still, and my four sons will attest to this. My favorite book to read is the Bible. And they will attest that every time they'd come down the stairs when they were growing up at 5:30 in the morning, because they had to get up at that time to go to school, there was Dad with the lights on in the study reading the Bible.
Yep.
And here's a guy that's been reading the Bible for 40 years, and I've got a smile on my face because I realize even more what he's delivered us from. So that's what I would say to your listeners.
Wow, I love that. The Word of God is living and active. It never stops. It never stops teaching us stuff, does it?
Yes, that's so true.
Bigger than any virus, folks. Stronger than any pandemic or any disease. The Word of God, the living and active God, is real, and he's our one true hope. And John Bevere, you've had a great career. You're still going strong, and we're really grateful for your time today. I appreciate being with you.
Well, Lee/Dr. Warren, I want you to know it's been a privilege, and I look forward to someday meeting you in person.
Me too.
And meeting your wife. And so thank you for what you're doing, because what you do in the kingdom is every bit as important as what I do.
Thank you.
You know, I just wrote my newest book's coming out in November. It's called X, Multiplying Your God-Given Potential.
Yep.
And one of my number one purposes for writing this book is to show people who are not in, quote, full-time ministry, are just as valuable and sometimes even more valuable in building God's kingdom than we who are seen in the kingdom.
Wow.
And so I actually give an example of how a doctor can be used so mightily by God in this new book. And so you'll particularly probably like it. It launches November 17th.
Great. I can't wait. And your wife's got a book coming out tomorrow, right?
Yes, she does. It's called Strong. It's a devotional for ladies, and she's doing an online free Bible study with it right now.
Outstanding. We'll put a link to all that up. Can we give away a signed John Bevere book?
We can give more than one if you want. I'll do whatever you want. If you want to do four or five for the first five, or if you want to just do one,
let's do
I'll
five.
Do whatever you like.
Okay, folks, so the first five people that email me, lee@drleewarren.com, we will send you a signed John Bevere book and a copy of my new book as well. Thank you for that, John.
Absolutely.
Hey, God bless you.
Your house now to bring it to my house since we're not in the office.
That's right. We'll do that.
Okay.
Okay, my friend, God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye now.
Well, I really enjoyed that conversation with John. I know you did too. Don't forget, the first five people to send me an email, lee@drleewarren.com, lee@drleewarren.com, with your name and physical mailing address. Please don't forget, if you want a copy of one of John's books, please send me not just an email, but also your address so we can send you the books. The first five people to send me an email, lee@drleewarren.com, with a name and address, will receive a free signed copy of one of John Bevere's books and one of mine. So let us know. Hey, listen, friend, in times of trouble, don't forget God is bigger than any virus, any pandemic, any illness, any problem, any trouble that you're having. The Savior is bigger than the storm. Psalm 46:1 is your verse for today. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Listen, friend, change your mind. You don't have to live in fear. You can find ways to help others that'll help you to change your life by helping other people when they're having a hard time. You make a new habit during this pandemic time when you're a little bit quarantined from other people. learn some new things, spread the gospel in different ways, reach out and connect with folks. And I'm really glad that you were with me today to meet our new friend, John Bevere. Hey, we've got an unprecedented amount of time on our hands right now, so let's start making the best of it starting today. Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren Podcast, as always, is brought to you by my new book, I've Seen the End of You, A Neurosurgeon's Look at Faith, Doubt, and the Things We Think We Know, available from Waterbrook, Penguin Random House, everywhere books are sold. Please don't forget to support your local booksellers, especially right now. They're probably having trouble. Call them, order books, buy gift cards, do everything you can to support your local booksellers and small businesses. Hey, subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode, and please check out my newsletter, wleewarrenmd.com/newsletter. It's growing all over the world. Weekly prescriptions to help you change your life by changing your mind. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. We're praying for you. Please pray for us. God bless you.